Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James Jay, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to kick things off with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, what has Mother Nature got in store for us this weekend?
No, she's a little upside down for today, but this weekend looks pretty nice.
It's relatable. I think we can relate to Mother Nature on that front.
Yeah.
I think so.
Right? PGIF. Yeah. She's going to be windy today. Gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Ooh. High temperatures, much cooler than we've been feeling, only into the mid-40s. So that means with those winds, it's going to be feeling more like the upper 30s today for highs. And we could even see a few flurries flying around out there. Yeah. Don't be shocked. It's possible.
Of course.
I'm saying that end of April, but, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But the weekend looks great. Tons of sunshine. Highs tomorrow will be in the upper 40s. And by Sunday, we're going to be hitting 60 degrees. Abundant sunshine all weekend. Can't complain.
No, sounds great.
No, cannot complain about that at all.
Not at all.
Sounds really good to us.
Yay!
Nicely done, Brittany. Yes, very good forecast.
Take the win.
I love that. I want more of that yay. That was fantastic.
Right.
Hope you have a great weekend, Brittany. Thanks so much for joining us all week long. We'll get back together Monday and let everybody know how the week's looking.
Sounds good. Have a great weekend, everyone.
You too. She's the best. Best in the business
good
right
stuff.
There, our friend Brittany. We appreciate her. Appreciate all of you joining us. Thanks so much, everybody. It's been a fun week. We're going to wrap it up and get you ready for the weekend with a good show.
Mm-hmm.
We got some fun things coming up. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, of course, right around the corner. And a little after that, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's.
Awesome.
Seth and I are going to play a famous, and I mean famous, TV show theme song. And if you know it, which I'm guessing a lot
I
of
hope
you,
so.
I'm guessing a lot of you will. You go right ahead and call up 715-424-2600, just a touch or two away with the Civic Media app,
mm-hmm.
and you'll have your chance to win a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Big shout out to our Rapids Culver's
yes.
here. A big shout out to Culver's in general. Wherever you got a Culver's, you got one that's put back into their community. Get some Culver's in your life this
weekend.
Yeah,
no kidding.
And get it for free with you listening for the star of the day.
Ah, even better. Even better.
How long does it take for the average child to get bored? Seconds. But we have actual data here.
Oh, we actually have some stuff. Oh, nice.
I know my answer.
We're just not speculating.
Yes. We also have the 10 states with the longest work commutes. We'll get into that as well.
Ooh.
And how much skipping event parking? I want to talk about that a little bit, too.
Oh, I like that.
Especially with what's going on right now with Ticketmaster and some of these companies.
Mm.
The government's starting to look like getting involved with some of that.
Yep.
So we'll see about that. Speaking of, we got some entertainment news for you to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. Not only will we touch on a couple of interesting things like Eminem's first choice for the Stan video, which is kind of interesting. We're going to talk a little 90s music as well, but not maybe what you think.
Okay.
Although I will take every opportunity to play plug unlabeled. I will
take that
opportunity. We will let you know, speaking of music, what's new out there music-wise, what's new on your big screen, new on your small screen, get into all of that.
Cool.
And we'll wrap up the 9 o'clock hour. We'll talk about our schedule, get into it, some That Ain't Right stories and good stories of the day.
Yep.
Seth, I was driving back yesterday and coming through town, and I'm going right over the bridge, right around where we did our remote some years back.
Okay.
One of my favorite remotes I've done, and that was a lot of fun getting to do that one for the parade.
The Rekindle the Spirit Parade, yeah.
It was a lot of fun. I saw this couple, a great-looking couple, just walking down around the bridge, and they're taking a turn. And I'm just the only one on the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So I have this great opportunity to say hello to these people that I don't get to see out in the wild very often. But it was so beautiful out yesterday, and it was so nice out that this couple that I believe you know, it was you and Beth.
And Anders was with us, I think.
you guys were so distracted, did not even see me.
Did not even notice me.
Wasn't hurt to the point that I'd bring it up on the air.
Oh my gosh.
No, it was really nice out last night, wasn't it?
It was wonderful. So yeah, and I wasn't being mean. I honestly don't even know when you passed us.
It couldn't have happened more perfectly for the miscommunication.
Oh really?
The mishap of it.
Yeah, right.
Where I'm driving by, but you guys were looking out that way over the water and everything.
Oh, okay.
And we're driving, and the last thing I want to do while there's people on a bridge is
honk.
Yeah. Hey, wave to me. mentioned. It didn't feel like a good call.
Oh,
but it was really nice out yesterday. It was a beautiful, great day for a walk.
Mm-hmm. It
was cool to see you guys out and about, and it just a nice reminder too of getting myself out there.
Yep.
Dragged my fur brother out and went for a walk when I got a chance. And
nice.
Made sure he got some of that energy and some of that air in him, and some of that energy out. Hopefully Anders did get some energy out.
Oh yeah, because when you take him out for a walk, he gets like twice as many steps as you do, because he's running all around the place. So, but yeah,
right on. Yeah. Kurt, it just reminded me to remind everybody, get out there this weekend. As Brittany was telling us, it's going to be a pretty nice,
lovely weekend. Yeah,
a bit windy certainly, but working around that, you can still get outside and have a good time.
Yeah,
want to touch on this one, and I don't know many people that didn't hear about this or weren't affected by it. Really, you'd think that 911 systems would be so well fortified that it could withstand pretty much anything, like a nuclear bomb or something.
You would hope so, right?
It has always been impressive to me that you don't need a, for those who don't know this, you can have a cell phone that doesn't even have service, and you can still call 911.
Yes.
And that is a pretty darn cool thing.
That's a good thing, yes.
I know I feel better kids and stuff having these things if that's the case and such. But you think with that kind of power, with that kind of like ability and everything, that nothing would be able to knock it out.
It would be safe, right, yeah.
Well, of course, if you did not hear, there you know, was an outage of 911 systems in several states Wednesday evening, including parts of Nevada, South Dakota, and Nebraska. We certainly had some fears of that here, and certainly around the country there was that. According to Lumen, a company that supports those systems, it was caused by the installation of a light pole.
What?
Not zombies, not a nuclear apocalypse, not your sports team winning it all and knocking out a power system, a lighting pole.
Sorry, I just, the idea of zombies knowing how to shut off the emergency system, but I didn't realize they were that smart. Wow, they're really good.
Oh, the movies did not prepare us for this.
They did not.
That is not
fair. I thought
they
were dumb.
Wait a minute. I thought they were slow. They were always looking for brains. It turns out not only do they have bigger interests than just brains, but very fast, very intelligent. That would not be right. No, you don't get to have that. All right. Every villain.
Fast, intelligent zombies? That would not be fair.
The mummy's undead, but he also moves really slow. Exactly. So you got to have, you can't have both. You can't have both. It's not fair. It's not right. That's what's wrong with all, now I'm going to be old man yelling at Cloud. That's what's wrong with all the villains nowadays. Oh. They got too many superpowers. They got too many things. You need to be the villain that you're running, and the person that you're going after is running.
Yep.
They trip, and boom, you're right there. Like, that's your superpower. Somehow you can, teleport.
Exactly. Yeah. They're running away from you, and all of a sudden, they're in front of you in the cabin. You know, how do they do that?
What's your superpower? Freaking people out. Boom, I'm right here.
Really good at it.
So the outage lasted less than 3 hours, and officials worked hard to fix it as quick as possible. The FCC is also investigating. There haven't been any reports yet of any situations that were worsened by the system being down, thankfully.
That's good.
Officials say that if 911 goes down in your area, try texting 911. That is also an option.
Okay.
I don't think many people might have known that, so we need to get that out there more.
I agree, because I don't know if I knew. I may not have known that. That's a good idea. That's a good stuff.
Do you ever have this happen where sometimes you read something and it seems so much like, okay, I feel like I knew that, but I don't know.
But I don't. Or it's like seems so obvious that you should have known
it.
So you like give yourself a pass. No, I knew that. No, I did. I knew that.
I do that with pretty much like every sports champion. Like a year later when I don't remember that the Texas Rangers won the World Cup. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember the Rangers.
I remember that.
Who can forget? In this case, emergency services could see the caller's numbers if they dialed on a mobile phone, so they'd be able to call them back. Landline calls were the only ones that were totally in the dark, which is, of course, dangerous considering, for any reason, it's dangerous, but a lot of our population, our senior population, still has landlines.
Right. So not every single person relies all the time on cell phones. We got to remember that.
But they did do a pretty darn good job getting this up and running quick as possible. And a shout out to them for that. Next time, watch out for lighting poles. I don't know.
They must have hit a wire. Didn't they know you're supposed to call before you dig?
Right.
Every state has like a call this hotline before you dig, you know?
What was the purpose of these commercials growing up if you didn't learn from that? We learned how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop and call before. Before you dig.
Call before you dig.
It's a couple of those.
In Minnesota, I believe it was Gopher State One Call is what they called. I know in Wisconsin it's something else, but I can't remember what it is. it is off the top of my head.
You got to call.
You got to call. Find out where those wires are.
Get ready to call us up throughout the whole show today. We'd love to hear from you. Got a couple of fun topics that we'd love you guys to dive in on. And, of course, we'd love to hear from you for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's coming up right here on Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back to the... You know what? No. I'm sorry.
You want
to
do a different one?
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. We got two of them. Oh, what's going on? It's Crate's Anarchy.
Oh, my gosh. He's doing his own mixtape. He's mixing it up here.
It sounds horrible. It's not a good... I should not mix things. You should not. This does not sound right. I don't know what that is, but I do know it's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, everybody.
It's DJ Jamie James.
Yes. My show lasted 5 seconds, and it's already gone. And rightfully so. It's time to celebrate you and our good friends over at El Cafe. Encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us. Your wonderful local small-town diner, wonderful, unique menu, great atmosphere. All that is really cool, but the people are what top everything.
They're the best.
Yeah. Go visit our friends over at El Cafe anytime this weekend. Wish them a great one from all of us here at WFHR. We are going to go ahead and get into our list, but before we do, I want to remind everybody out there, get us your birthdays and anniversaries by sending to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages and call up, join the conversation, 715-424-2600, just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. You are welcome to call up and get us that birthday and anniversary. We'd love to hear from you, everybody.
Yeah.
Let's dive right in. And Seth, I need a one or a two.
Okay, one.
All right, gives us that one. A one through four.
Three.
All right, gives us that one. And we need a one or a two again.
Two.
All right, gives us that one. So we can
Sorry, four. Wasn't being mean.
It was just one of those times. It was not your time. we get into the birthdays here and diving right in. We want to wish a happy birthday to Christina Long.
Happy birthday, Christina.
Enjoy your day, Christina.
Yeah.
And our qualifier today, Dawn Herr.
Oh, happy birthday, Dawn. Congratulations. Qualifying.
Wishing you a good day. Mm-hmm. On Saturday, April 20th, we take a look and we wish a happy birthday to Kurt Hewer.
Happy birthday, Kurt.
Appreciate Kurt and all he has done for this community. Mm-hmm. We wish a happy birthday to Penny Pilot.
Happy birthday, Penny.
Enjoy your day, Penny. We need more pennies, I think.
Penny's a cool name. It's a good name. I have an aunt Penny. Well, I have an aunt Nickel, too, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, I don't know what my grandparents were thinking, man.
That is it. No, I liked that. I think that's great. Of course, I didn't have to go around being called Nickel or 5 cent or whatever. I don't know. Whatever kind of nicknames you create off of it.
Usually Nikki is what we call her. But anyway, yeah.
Well, if you are going to have the given name Nickel, at least you have the ability to go by Nick.
That's true.
That's as far as.
So that's nice. Yeah.
As far as funky names go, that one gave you a little bit of grace on that.
Yeah, give you an out.
Penny is a great one, though. Especially, like it seems like we're getting closer and closer to possibly getting rid of the Penny. That the name would just become like even more, I would think.
Yeah, more valuable, so to speak.
Nicely done. Mary Krentz, we wish a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mary.
Enjoy your day, Mary.
Yeah.
It's a great one for you. And our qualifier on Saturday, Betty Potter.
Oh, Betty, happy birthday. Congratulations.
Another great name, Betty. Enjoy your day, Petty. Hope it's a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
We dive into Sunday, April 21st, and a happy birthday to Baxter Summers.
Happy birthday, Baxter.
Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you, sir. And our qualifier on Sunday, Emily Horn.
Happy birthday, Emily.
Enjoy. Everybody have a great birthday out there.
Yeah.
No anniversaries today.
That's interesting. Yeah. Nothing but birthdays this weekend.
Not a lot of anniversaries in April, it seems like.
No.
I don't know.
No. I think maybe it's because the weather is too iffy.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what's going to happen in April. That's why in May and June,
It makes sense. As far as like the planning or when to have weddings or anything like that, I don't know if there's many subjects I know less about. It's a day. It seems like an all right one. Like, no.
It's got to be very, very,
very specific. Yes. You got to know the right. You got to know. You got to understand that stuff. Go to people. Let somebody do it. Take care of that.
Exactly.
We take a look at our birthdays for today and the whole weekend. And first up, we wish a happy birthday to Simu Lee, Shang-Chi superstar.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. I missay his name all the time.
That's all right. You're not the only one.
Great actor.
He is very good, yes.
He keeps working. He keeps getting out there. People aren't going to mess up that name anymore. It's going to become a household name. He's good. He's very talented. Mm-hmm. Maria Sharapova is 37 today, Russian tennis star.
Wow.
She is. She had a good career for the most part and everything.
So.
She also, like a lot of athletes, happened to be around at the time where there was dominance from the Williams sisters. And I don't know how good she could have been or would have been or anything, but comedian Ali Wong is 42. Amy on the Netflix show wrote Beef, and Doris on American Housewife.
Oh, okay.
Troy Polamalu is 43. His hair is 20. retired Pittsburgh Steelers superstar safety. You might know he's still doing Head and Shoulders commercials and everything. Troy is in a new one. Troy is mocked by Minnesota Twins catcher Joe Mauer, who is also celebrating a birthday today at 41. Hall of Famer Joe Mauer.
I remember them doing an ad together for Head and Shoulders, if I remember correctly. That was hilarious.
I forgot about that.
Oh,
my
God.
That
was funny.
It was an odd pairing.
It was.
Which I'm a big fan of, especially
yes.
commercials. Both of them did
you know,
a great job.
As Troy, I mean, I don't know. He's not in the Hall of Fame yet, is he?
Oh, I'm not sure.
He should. If he's not, he will be at someday. He'll be, because he was good, that good.
Yeah.
But he was such, talk about different on the field than he was in real life.
Yeah.
He seemed like one of those guys that was just, you know, happy, you know, go lucky, kind of, you know, off the field, just, you know, like a fun guy to be around. But man, when he stepped on the field, he was serious business.
I knew it. I thought I remember this. He was inducted in 2020 along with Ezra and James, and I partially remember that because both of them and their hair was so recognizable and everything on their bus and stuff.
Awesome.
That was a cool it's certainly Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
And great career.
Mm-hmm.
And likewise, Joe Mauer. Nice career.
Another Hall of Famer now. Yeah. Going in this year.
You play catcher long enough and do a good enough job. It's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the stats of not just him, but you know, the position. And the people that could stay in it long.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Pudge Rodriguez, you mm-hmm. know, the old guys, Carlton Fisk, you know, back in the day. Yeah.
The Santiago's.
Yep.
Oh, the Santiago's.
Oh, Benny. Good old Benny.
Yeah. Hayden Christensen, 43 today. Anakin Skywalker in the Star Wars prequels, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in a bunch of other things as well. It's pretty much what he's known for.
Right.
And, And took a lot of heat for those movies.
For some reason.
But an interesting thing has happened with him. For one, I've seen fan bases completely flip on him
mm-hmm.
and completely flip on his character, where it seemed like so many people disliked him before. It's really come around where a lot of the people that were young when those movies came out, for them, those are the first Star Wars movies. And they've got a very special place for him in
those.
Yes,
they do, which I'm very happy to see. I really am.
Yeah. I also think that he's been able to show, hey, I'm a pretty good actor. I didn't really get to act a lot in that role. Didn't really get to do a whole lot of things. I was kind of overly directed. I think that needs to be said. Especially, you can tell, look at Natalie Portman's performance. Mm. And then look at anything else she has ever done.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost as if Lucas wanted to green screen them. Look, George Lucas is one of the greats. I'm not trying to talk him out, but it felt like one of those examples of, oh, the game has passed you by.
Honestly, even in the beginning, George Lucas was not, he didn't know what to do with actors. The joke on like the set of the original Star Wars was his only direction was faster, more intense. That's it.
Yeah.
That was the only acting direction they were given. So, yeah, he wasn't a great actor's director, to be sure.
Oh, so that's why. It's a trap.
Yeah.
That's why it came across that way. It's the only actor that took his note. It's a trap. I like that. I don't know if you've gotten to see this or how many times we've gotten to see this where an actor gets so bashed, go through so much mm-hmm. Trouble with that role, comes back to the role and is celebrated so well.
Yep.
That doesn't happen very often.
No, it does not. Or even getting the chance to do it. So it's awesome. I'm glad he's got it now.
Kate Hudson is 45. Goldie Hawn's daughter and a great actress, all on her own right. I think she is awesome. She is a really good actor. I like seeing her work. Let's see. Another great and another relative of a famous person. Ashley Judd is 56 today.
Oh, gosh.
Triss's mom in the Divergent movies. She was the CIA station chief BB Yates on the epic series Berlin Station. Good actor. Very good actor.
Oh, very good, yes.
And a proud Kentucky Wildcat fan. You see her at every one of those.
Yes.
The legend, the great T. Tim Curry is 78 today. Dr. Frankenfurter and Rocky Horror Picture Show, Pennywise and It, the Wadsworth and Clue, the Monster and Legend, just one of the great, great actors. And I go ahead and try to, well, he's a character actor, or he's a this actor, or no, he's an actor.
He's an actor.
Like, that's it. Tim Curry, you almost remember every time he has been in a movie. Almost every time you remember, you know him, you recognize, yep. And you remember that performance.
One of my favorites is he did a guest spot on Psych.
Yeah.
And he did not quite an impression, more of a pastiche of like Simon Cowell, of like an idol judge, funny. One of those things. Oh, he is so good in that role. Oh, he kills it.
That's pretty cool. I vaguely remember that one, but yeah.
Watch that one again. He's still good at it.
Yeah, I got to. One of the greats and one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. Some people no longer with us, like the great Dudley Moore, born on this day in 1935, passed away in 2002. Literally, any time I impersonate a drunk person, it's Dudley Moore. It's always Dudley Moore, man. It's always.
Right.
I can't help myself. Growing up watching Arthur,
right.
That's going to happen. Those movies, I don't know if they hold up or anything, but God, were they good. as far as what I remember, the chemistry between him and Liza Minnelli and everything.
Yeah, they remade it. Didn't quite work so well the second time around. It was pretty bad.
Dudley Moore, tons of charm, too. Mm-hmm. Like, just tons. Yes. Not just on the screen, but a lot of actors enjoyed working with him over the years. Dick Sargent, born on this day in 1930, passed away in 94. Darren Stephens, number two on Bewitched. And
Sam.
And the great legend Jane Mansfield, born on this day in 1933, passed away, of course, way too young in 67. Bombshell of the 50s, 60s. She was in all kinds of things. And very interestingly, her daughter, Mariska Hegarty, celebrated the birthday yesterday. It's quite interesting. And Elliot Ness, born on this day in 1903, passed away in 57. He headed the FBI's Untouchables in Chicago and teamed up with, a disease to take down Al Capone.
The idea of them actually teaming up. Yeah.
Hey, syphilis.
Syphilis, come on. Yeah.
We can do this. Hey, well, let's get the tax man in on this, too. That'll do it. Very interesting. Elliot Ness, an incredible law enforcement career.
Right.
It's really interesting, though, the end of his career and where he went after Chicago, going to Cleveland and trying to kind of clean out an area, and it not going well. Like, it went really bad, and it was pretty much the end of his career.
Yeah. We've been looking at him through, like, pop culture for many years now because of the TV show and then the movie and the Elliot Ness, the big, thing. But so much of that is made up. It's really not what he actually did. So.
Yeah. Nobody saved a baby carriage as it was going down the stairs, everybody.
No.
Nobody.
Awesome scene in the movie.
Great scene.
But that didn't
happen. Great scene. Wonderfully done.
Yep.
Closest Costner's ever come to doing some good work. Closest he's come. I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Did you say that out loud?
On Saturday's birthdays for 420, we're looking at Carmen Electra celebrating a birthday. She'll be 52. also 52, Stephen Marley, Bob Marley's son, and probably one of the few celebrities that got to be
a lot
odd.
Of kids.
Yeah, he did. It got to be odd for him to celebrate his birthday on 420.
I'm
like, oh, this is too on the nose. Shamir Moore is 54 Saturday. Hondo on the SWAT remake. But most of us know him as on Criminal Minds. He was so good on that show. Great actor. Another legendary actor, I think. Andy Serkis is 60 Saturday.
Oh.
He is
he's 60?
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that.
No.
He is the most recent Alfred in the Batman series. Ulysses in two of the Marvel movies. Also, of course, he is Gollum in the Lord of the Rings movies. He's Gollum, everybody. He's Kong in the King Kong remake. He is Caesar in Planet of the Apes. The Supreme Leader Snook in the Star Wars trilogy. It is just remarkable the career he's had.
Also, directed a couple movies. Just, a few movies, too, supremely talented. Or, Andor.
Andor.
His role in Andor.
That's
probably
what I wanted to bring up.
The most straight-up roles he ever played, and man, did he do a good job with that.
I didn't think that anybody could steal that scenes from a couple
Diego
of the
Luna,
other...
Diego Luna, yeah.
Yeah, Diego Luna and the other actor who was in it, too, the second lead and an older actor.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name, but he was so good.
Stellan Skarsgård.
Thank you, Stellan Skarsgård. Two great actors.
Oh, yes.
But my God, Andy Serkis stole every scene he was in for me. And that ending... That ending is one of the most heartbreaking but beautiful moments I've ever seen in TV.
Yeah.
Not in Star Wars.
Don't forget.
TV.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a really great performance. That TV show took me way off guard. I went into it as a Star Wars nerd thinking, oh, it'd be good. No, it was incredible.
Just good TV.
Yeah. Really good TV.
Yeah.
And really great career for Andy Serkis. Mm-hmm. Great work by him. Crispin Glover is 60 on Saturday. Of course, George McFly in the Back to the Future movies.
One of the oddest actors out
yes,
there.
Yes.
He's, I mean, not only some of the roles he's played, but I guess apparently he is really an eccentric guy in real life.
Like
he's
it.
Kind of an oddball. So,
he was also Andy Warhol in The Doors, did a nice job with that.
Oh,
as well.
He did an excellent job. Yeah, very small role, but he's so good in
really
it.
Really good. Don Mattingly is 63 tomorrow. His sideburns, 40.
Yeah, Donnie Baseball.
I will do that joke till the end of time.
I love Don Mattingly. Man. Go back and look at his stats in the mid-80s. He was just something else, I'm telling you.
Outside of injuries, would go down as one of the still is one of the greatest first basemen, but without injuries, may have been the best.
Yeah, yeah.
And I only bring that up in part because of Mike Schmidt's birthday was yesterday.
Yes.
And they were talking about that, and they were talking about his stats. And I'm like, they were saying how, well, Mike Schmidt, arguably the best third baseman of all time. And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, arguably? I don't know if there's an argument to be made.
The best all-around third baseman, you know, yes. If you have to say defensive, it was Brooks Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
But all-around, just definitely Mike Schmidt.
Yeah. Also celebrating a birthday on Saturday, Jessica Lange, 75 for the wonderful star of 1976's King Kong. Of course, the postman always ring twice. She's done a great job in the American Horror Story series, just blown people away that haven't been familiar with her work.
She is from my neck of the woods. She's from Cloquet, Minnesota.
It's one of the greats.
Yep. And I didn't meet her, but she came to the, when I was a teenager, she came to the Perkins. She was in town visiting her family.
Oh, cool.
She came to the Perkins with Sam Shepard. Are they still married? I think they are.
I think they are, yeah.
And because, you know, just, but it, I saw him, but I never, you know, got to say anything. But it was like, whoa, Jessica Lange, holy
That's
cow.
Pretty cool. Yeah. That's pretty cool. You will hear longtime residents of this area immediately bring up Patrick Swayze, because Patrick Swayze came to town once and everything. And that just, they talk about that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
One more birthday for you on Saturday. The great George Takei. Yes. Sulu on Star Wars. Hero on Heroes. A ton of good roles over the years. I want to mention as well, one of the first big name guest stars that lent his voice to The Simpsons. And
that's true.
It may not seem like a big deal, but it really was. Mm-hmm. Because the more legitimacy and everything.
Yep.
And helped propel George Takei as a voice actor.
It did. And that's kind of where he went later in his career, which is great because he's got a great voice.
Great voice. Great delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Great delivery. Quick look at Sunday birthdays. Not a ton of them out there for you. Tony Romo is 44 on Sunday. James McAvoy is 45. I think one of the top five actors in the world today.
Yep.
Rob Riggle, 54 on Sunday.
He's hilarious.
Yeah, good one too. Robert Smith is 65 on Sunday, lead singer of The Cure.
65. Still putting on the makeup.
65, still doing it. Brutus the Barber Beefcake is 67 on Sunday.
Wow, he's still alive? Oh, I love that. That's great.
I love that too.
Yeah.
Especially, not to be dark, but we don't get to celebrate 60-year-old wrestlers very often.
I was going to say, not many of them make it that far.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Hopefully he's still out there cutting hair. Still.
Did you see those scissors he used?
They were
huge.
God, yeah.
They were like shears.
Tony Danza is 73 on Sunday.
Wow, 73. Wow.
73 for Tony Danza. That's incredible. And Iggy Pop is 77 on Sunday. That is crazy, man. And still probably performing somewhere.
Oh, I know he is.
Yeah,
I know
with his shirt off. With his shirt
off.
Oh,
yeah.
And probably still looks good, too.
You know, I was going to say his face may look like he's 80, but his body is looking pretty good.
Seem all right. And on Sunday, Queen Elizabeth II would have been 98.
Wow.
Born in 1926, of course, passed away just last year.
Wow.
Amazing. That is going to do it for our birthday and anniversary club. Big one this weekend.
Yeah, lots of good stuff.
We encourage everybody to celebrate, and a big thank you to everybody that gave us a birthday and anniversary. Celebrate and enjoy your whole weekend, and our birthday, the whole weekend long.
Yes, indeed.
We'll be back on Monday with more El Cafe birthday and anniversary club. Stick around. Star of the day coming up for Culver's right here on WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What Seth and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. As long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, get ready to call up 715-424-2600. That is just one touch away on the Civic Media app. Go ahead and call us up, get the answer right, and boom, just like that, you win a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
Mm-hmm.
That is two kids' meals, two adults' meals. That is free Culver's, baby.
Now, if you want, you could eat all four. I wouldn't advise it.
No,
but you could.
Nobody would judge you. Nobody. Well, your family might. But we
will
not
judge you. What are you doing?
We will not judge you for that.
No,
we encourage you to visit your Wisconsin Rapids Culver's every chance you get. Support Culver's and enjoy everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And get ready to play. All right, get ready to call. 715-424-2600. What TV theme song is this from? What the what?
Come on.
How is this possible?
Okay,
all right.
There we go. It is working.
Yeah, now they are working. All right, let's go ahead and see here. Good morning. What's your answer?
Is that Airwolf?
No, but a great reference.
Wow.
Thank you for the Airwolf reference. That was all right. I like. At least, even though you get it wrong, made a nice nostalgic reference.
Wow.
I haven't
thought of Airwolf in years.
No, that was a great one.
In years.
I can't remember the Airwolf theme song. But
no.
I do remember
that
this
is
one.
Not this.
Yeah, this
that's,
one.
Let's
see here. Let's see if we got ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
Mighty Vice.
Yeah! We can always count on Kevin.
Yes, nicely done, sir. Nicely done. I mean, I'm a little surprised that we didn't get a call as soon as it just kicked in.
Yeah, me too. A little bit.
A little bit. But Kev, were you a fan of the show?
Oh, no.
We lost him.
Oh, God. What are we going to do? Oh, we had a winner, and we lost him, and we never hear from him, so we'll never be able to fight. We'll never can. Oh, wait,
he's calling back.
He's calling right back. Never mind. Hey, Cap.
That was my fault.
Sorry.
I was a little bit of a fan, but when I was going to say is that it wasn't until that second synthesizer kicked in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The most 80s of theme songs. It's got to be.
Yeah, it really
it's got to be
does.
The most 80s.
Really
yeah.
does. Yeah. I did this for some students the other day because I wanted to see, well, the younger people, how many of these they recognize and everything. And they were curious about this segment we do.
Okay.
And I played like All in the Family, nothing. I played Miami Vice, nothing. I think I played The Cosby Show, nothing. For some reason, I played the Welcome Back, Kotter theme song, and
what?
They just right away, oh, that's
what?
Welcome Back, Kotter. I don't know why. I have
that's
no idea.
Weird.
I even asked them, and they're like, I don't know. Like, well, why? No, you have to have an answer to that one. But
strange.
Some reason, that one was popular, and this one was pretty popular, too. Kev, thanks so much for listening and playing along.
All right, guys. You guys have a great day.
You too, man.
We'll have this up front with Pam for you. Have a great weekend, sir. That was fun. That was a good one. Nice job, man. So this one... Why we're playing this theme song, other than just to roll down nostalgia street a little bit.
Philip Michael Thomas.
Philip Michael Thomas did one interview that pretty much kind of ruined him.
Ruined his career.
I'm going to be an EGOT winner and all these things.
Why would you do that?
You had a good career ahead
you
of you.
You did, yeah.
Don Johnson certainly did.
He worked it out.
For Don Johnson.
Yeah.
And boy, if you go back and watch this opening the theme, it's incredible, everybody. It is incredible how young Don Johnson looks.
Yeah.
Like it's remarkable.
Oh, Edward James Olmos. I forgot he was in that.
Yeah, it was my first.
One of my favorite actors.
Top 10.
Yeah.
Top 10 favorite actors of all time. That and Stand and Deliver. If he never did anything else, I would have been a huge fan of his. But why are we doing the Miami Vice theme? Well, Jan Hammer celebrated a birthday on the 17th.
Yep.
He was of course, a creator of that legendary theme song.
He was.
Miami Vice ran from 1984 to 1989. The USA Network began running reruns in 88, which really helped propel the show and the legacy of it.
It was only on for 5 years?
Yeah, that's incredible.
And wow, maybe it was so a part of, I hate using this word, though, so a part of the zeitgeist that it just was imprinted in our brains that it was like on forever.
I think so.
Yeah.
I seem to misremember how long shows were on
one
of them.
Yep.
Some of them, I thought they were on longer. Other ones, it's like, it was on a lot longer than I realized.
Yes.
It's weird how it works.
It's weird,
like that.
Man.
Be listening every Friday for your opportunity to be a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. A gigantic shout out to the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Get some Culver's in your life, everybody. And a big thank you to Kevin, our newest star of the day.
Yep.
I'm going to get Kevin's, my agent, Kevin's information.
Right.
So we can go and hook that up and get him acting and get him out there because he's got work to do now. We'll come back and have some more fun in the morning show. We're talking how quickly can your average kid get bored? We're going to talk about that when we come back.
Forget about kids. What about us?
Yeah, it's good. We'll get into both. Both of them we'll cover. We'll tackle the tough subjects right here on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour. Good things coming up in the 9 o'clock. Going to get into some entertainment news, let you know what's new on your new music, new on your small screen, new on your big screen, some things like that.
Brilliant.
We'll also get into a couple of other fun topics. We've got some Danny Wright stories, good stories of the day, and we'll touch on our schedule for the weekend.
All right.
But right now, as parents out there, I am positive that you guys will be able to answer this one within seconds. in about the same time that it takes your kid to get bored. Do you have a grandparent who has had a lot of opinions about screen time until it's their turn to try to entertain the kids, and then all of a sudden...
Maybe it changes just a little bit.
New research shows that the average American kid gets bored in just 33 minutes, which actually seems high.
That doesn't sound terrible to me.
No.
That doesn't sound bad.
I know some parents who would break laws just to get their kid to, like, for like 20 minutes, let alone 33.
Right.
And here are some other stats from the study.
Okay.
40% of parents, quote, always or, quote, often struggle keeping their kids entertained, and 35% of parents say that they can feel stressed finding new ideas for their kids.
So they don't have age group here, which I think would be really interesting. To break it down into different age groups. Yeah.
Because I feel
when I was younger, when my kids were younger, I think that is true. Although they seem to be able to do it, you know, a lot better on their own when they're smaller, too, for whatever reason.
It feels like when you do things like this and you're taking not only a large age, large group, but you. I mean, they're so different from every age and all that. Yeah, to your point, it kind of skews the rest of the
it's
list.
It's tough, yeah.
The average kid reportedly spends 13 hours in front of a screen per week. That breaks down to about an hour and 51 minutes per day.
Okay, about 2 hours. Not bad.
Not. I mean, considering...
Because
we're not just talking about leisure time here. Schools,
Stuff at school. Yep,
And that is included in this.
Yes.
So if we're breaking it down, where there's an hour or so involved of school time with that, and an hour of leisure time with that, I mean, I think we can break even on this one.
That doesn't sound terrible, right?
The more interesting study to me would be how is our generation and the generation the other generations with this?
Yeah.
Because we tend to project a lot in life.
Oh. Absolutely.
We do this with our celebrities, with politicians, with all these things. We put our moral compass on them. We put our feelings and our wants and needs on them. And it's not like we don't do the same thing, with other factors and everything.
Right, right.
One of the things we definitely don't do is look in the mirror when it comes to screen time often enough.
Oh.
Not saying we don't do it at all, but we could definitely do it a little bit more.
Think about this. And I know I don't know if we have data from when, like, say we were kids or even when our parents were kids, what was it every night in front of the TV? Like for 2-3 hours?
Yep.
I mean, seriously, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's actually less than I thought, you know, for like a weekly amount of screen time on average. And I'm sure there's, you know, more or less going on out there. But to me, that's actually, wow, I'm impressed that it's not, I don't think it is as much as we did when we were kids.
No, I'm not nearly as worried about the younger generations with tech and with the screen time and social media and all those things as I am ours. You brought up the one of the bigger points of why.
Mm.
We're one of the first, if not the first true like TV generation. I'm not talking about when the TV was invented and a bunch of people in the 50s and 60s had only the rich people basically had TVs.
Right.
People that could afford them and everything. Mm-hmm. By the time we came around, everybody had TV.
Just about
they were much more
did.
Affordable.
Yeah.
They were much more, and there were more channels. There were more things to pull people to TVs.
Right. The advent of the VCR. Yes. You could watch movies at home. Oh. How much time did that, you know, really?
You don't have to go into the theater anymore.
Yeah,
all of a sudden,
right.
The movie's coming to you.
Yeah.
So that even got us in front of the TV screen even more.
Yeah, I agree.
And so, not too shocking, our generation can't seem to put the phone down all the time, especially when you're driving.
That's all this was leading up to. Just look at you.
I've been driving a long time, man, and I have never seen a young person right. looking at their phone. It's mm-hmm. always our age range.
Right.
It's always, and we don't call ourselves out enough on that.
Something to consider. They grew up with it.
Yeah.
With all these different kind of screen things. I think we don't give our kids enough credit for regulating themselves. And yeah, I get it. If sometimes you're going to let them go and they go for hours kind of thing. That does happen. I get it. But for the most part, you know, maybe they're not as interested as being on screens as much because it's around them all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something to that.
There's also the pushback that every kid does to things that are popular oftentimes or things that like a lot of people are doing.
Oh, 100%, man. You know, generational thing. Yeah.
Yeah. 81% of parents say that their children prefer hands-on activities away from the screen. Mm-hmm. 81%.
That totally makes sense to me.
Art, like arts and crafts, playing outside, reading books, sensory play, and playing games with siblings and friends.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just come out of that kind of hopeful and everything.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good about that.
My kids, you know, they love video games. We limit the time they can play them, and they complain. I wish we had more time, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But tell them you're going to play a board game or, you know, something like that, and they're just as excited.
Hmm.
If not more, you know, like, oh, yeah, let's play a game kind of thing. So, yeah.
You give them a chance.
I think we worry just a little too much sometimes about them. Maybe we should worry about ourselves a little more.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I 100% agree. Because while we project a lot of things, we are doing that while not looking in the mirror.
Exactly.
You know, we're not really, it doesn't even dawn on us half the time.
I don't want to be too, you know, rag on people too much because it's so easy to do that. So
I certainly hope I'm not coming across like I'm ragging
right.
on people. I'm trying to get people to recognize this, to see this more and everything. I got other things I'll rag on you on later.
That's got a laundry list for that.
It's the rag
but, you know.
Segment. It's the rag segment. It's a new feature on the show.
What's James ragging on today?
Let me tell you what rags me up. I don't know what that means.
That's not even a phrase,
wrong.
But I love it.
It seems weird.
Rags me up. That's a new one. I love it.
I'm just going to keep moving forward. I'm going to keep going and hope that doesn't. It wasn't recorded.
It's going to catch on.
Yeah. Have you ever... I should not be allowed on the air. Have you ever avoided going out because you didn't want to deal with parking? Most Americans say yes.
Oh.
75% of us have skipped a social event because we knew parking would be a hassle. 75%.
That's amazing.
Let's be honest. At least 5% of those people were never going to do anything anyway.
No, they weren't.
They just needed an excuse.
Maybe it's more than 5. It's like 10%.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. I'd love to go out, but you know, parking. I don't want to deal with that. And just sitting there eating ice cream, watching reruns. Yeah. Most agree city centers tend to be the hardest places to find a spot. 88% try to avoid paying for parking. We'll drive around for it. No, wait a minute. 100% of people try to avoid paying for parking. Like, there's anybody looking? No, that one's too cheap. I want to pay more for my parking. What are they doing?
I love that idea. And then someone's going around looking for the most expensive parking in the entire. Oh, no, I have to pay $50 to park.
This guy's parking on city streets and, like, sitting there waiting for the meter to go over so he can give to the community. That's his way of giving back.
He pays his parking fines.
Yeah. You're welcome, everyone.
He gets so excited when the cop comes up to write him a ticket.
57% of us also, I have to tell everybody, I almost broke my leg just now catching my foot on my headphone wire. I don't know how I just did that.
He could do it too.
That could have been really. It'd have been a disaster right now, especially so close to the end of the hour.
Right.
But days later would have been some of the most hilarious radio anybody would have ever heard.
Oh, absolutely.
It would have been really good. I'm sorry I didn't Now I'm kind of sorry it didn't happen, everybody. We were in a really funny moment there. 57% of us also used public transportation or Uber to avoid dealing with parking. Young people are more likely to go that route. And the last stat, 2/3 of people who avoid paying for parking said that they'd be more willing to pay if they could reserve a spot ahead of time.
Okay. Which some sporting teams do. I know Brewers do that. I think a lot of baseball, football, they pay more, pay for premium parking.
Yes.
More money for us. But you get a nice parking spot. I think that if we had more public transportation,
mm-hmm.
that for me personally, that would make things a lot easier.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I like the idea. So when my family and I go down like to Disney World, they've got a lot of great, you know, transportation to get into the parks where you don't have to go and park in those awful parking lots that they have. That to me makes a lot more sense. Find a way to get, you know, out here, you know, we got lots of parking out here, get on a bus or something and then go.
The to me it seems like the smartest like when it comes to events or any of those things are doing that.
Yes.
Are keeping those things in mind. More and more that's people are looking for not so much, hey, give me a discount on this, give me a buy one get one free of this. It's, are you listening to me? This is what I'm asking for. And then doing what they're asking for, or at least something akin to it and everything.
Right. So like an example in Minneapolis, they have the light rail system where you can find a parking. There's lots of places to park along the way. And it goes up to Target Field, downtown Minneapolis. You know, if you want to get down there, and also goes by the football stadium and everything. It's all right there. And you can get on and off, and it's easy, and it's not that expensive. And it's, you know, that's the kind of thing that makes sense to me.
I wonder, too, if we're getting to a point more and more where even towns like ours are going to have some form of public transportation.
I absolutely think you're right, man.
And I think it's – I don't see the negative to it necessarily. I understand that, you know, immediately tax dollars are going to come up and that you're going to have 50% of people not wanting to, 50% of people wanting to.
Right.
But I think when you take a step back, it seems like a real, like, job-creating kind of idea.
Investment.
You know, yeah, it's an investment.
Yeah. How do people – so help people get to work, you know, less congestion with cars. And I know we don't have a huge problem with it right now, but – what happens at the end of school days? You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Think about it. You know, we could – even a smaller place like Rapids could use something like that.
Especially if it was something that connected to other towns like Port Edwards, Nacusa, these things. Stevens Point, obviously.
Yes.
Plover, maybe even more likely. But, yeah, I don't see how – maybe it's my background and where I come from. But I've lived here for a long time, and not one day have I ever thought, well, God, this area – or not one day has it not come across to me or one week or anything. Like, yeah, they could really use some of that.
I agree.
We'll be back with more fun, more conversation on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.